Welcome to Pod Talk, a podcast sponsored by the United Soybean Board, which invests soy checkoff dollars to achieve maximum value for U.S. soybean farmers.
In this Pod Talk, we're going to find out about the need to improve the compositional quality of the protein and the oil in U.S. soybeans in order to meet end-user demands and maintain market share. To many soybean farmers, the most important metric is yield, bushels per acre. And that is a critical factor of a soybean farmer's profitability. But it's no longer just about the quantity of soybeans. The compositional quality of the protein and oil components in those beans holds significant value. However, even as U.S. farmers grow more and more soybeans, the crude protein level in U.S. soybean meal has gradually declined over the years. And that is affecting the ability of U.S. soybean farmers to compete with other products used to feed animal ag, U.S. soy's number one customer. As a result, soy from other origins like Brazil and Argentina competes neck and neck with U.S. soy based on its protein and oil composition. And that puts U.S. soybean farmers at a disadvantage here at home and around the world. Jim Domogalski is a soybean farmer from Columbus, Michigan, and a director on the United Soybean Board. He has seen firsthand the impact of compositional quality in U.S. soybeans.
We visited several process plants, and there was a graph that showed the value of the protein and oil content was dropping at a steady decline. And ever since then, I got more and more of a passion for that value of that content. We've got competition from canola and other oils, and it's strong. And we have some issues with our traits, and they've got to be adjusted, or they've got to come up to par where they should be and be the best oil, the best meal that there is on the market.
The Soy Checkoff is taking this challenge very seriously by focusing its vision on innovation beyond the bushel. The focus is on aligning the entire soy supply chain to look at yield and the value of the components in beans, the protein and the oil.
What component value really speaks to is the transparency of price within the marketplace and really understanding where that value is derived from. Is it the protein? Is it the oil? Where is that value coming from? And really discovering where everybody wins with that process.
That's Jared Haggard. He's a soybean farmer from Emerado, North Dakota, and a director on the United Soybean Board. He says the Checkoff's vision of innovation beyond the bushel challenges farmers and everyone along the soybean value chain to think differently about how to value the U.S. soybean crop. Volume is just the starting point.
Innovation beyond the bushel is really talking about, hey, yield is table stakes. It's got to be there. No question about it. But we need to be able to look into things beyond yield. We need to understand and create value for things that there really is no way to create value for right now. So it's about looking at it through that prism.
The Soy Checkoff is working with partners all along the value chain to accurately measure and communicate component value and help farmers understand the impact of the levels of protein and oil they provide. Haggard says that an important first step is for farmers to start thinking differently about what they're growing and how they talk with their seed suppliers.
What it really does is it drives a different conversation for me as a farmer. So the transparency aspect, by understanding what the value truly is, and that requires some measurement. Anytime you're going to do something like this, you need measurement. But it allows for a different conversation for me to have with my seed company, with the people I do business, that I purchase seed from, that, hey, you know, it's not just about that volume aspect of yield.
It's a slow and deliberate process to work with the seed genetics companies to find the right traits for the right maturity for the right location as we continue to improve the component value of soybeans across the United States. At the same time, farmers need to start asking their seed suppliers about the protein and oil content of their soybean seeds, not just yield numbers. Jim Domogalski underscored the importance of meeting the demands of the marketplace by improving the value of the components in every farmer's soybean crop.
We got a lot of acreages and a lot of bushels of these beans. In order to move them, we got to have some quality behind us. It has to be a step above something else, whether it's canola, whether it's olive oil, or whatever else. And the meal content that is a result of the soybean process has to be that almost perfect product to provide for that animal. It's not just growing a bean per bushels. Not anymore. I think we've got to get behind the ball and really push this value.
Thanks to Jim Domogalski and Jared Haggart for sharing their insight with us. You can discover more about the Soy Checkoff's Innovation Beyond the Bushel vision and the importance of both volume and value by visiting unitedsoybean.org.
This has been Pod Talk, sponsored by the United Soybean Board. USB's 73 farmer directors work on behalf of all U.S. soybean farmers to achieve maximum value for their soy checkoff investments.